This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, and welcome to the Good News Program. I am truly blessed and honored to be called by God to be His servant to spread the good news of salvation to you all. You have done the right thing. Don't change the channel. You are not here by chance, but by divine guidance. And this is Reverend Joseph E. Caesar bringing you the good news of salvation. That's the title of my program, The Good News. And I just want to let you know that what I'm going to be talking about, it is going to be from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, until whatever I can get you, you know, I can bring. It is a blessing to be here today. Listen to me. Something good is going to happen because Jesus Christ is Lord. So let me start with chapter 1 of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man. Pay attention to this now. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. Well, that we're talking about the John the Baptist now. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, which is Christ, that all men through him might believe. He, John the Baptist, was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light. Jesus Christ was the true light, which lighteneth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and they knew him not. He came into his own, to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believeth on him. Even to them that believeth on him. I like this part when he said, he came unto his own, and his own, received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I speak. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace." And the Bible says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man had seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him." And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "Well, what then, who are you? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not. Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No, I am not." Then said they unto him, "Well, who art thou then, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" "Well, who are you? What do you say of yourself? Tell us something." And Jesus says, John the Baptist, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord," as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him, and said unto him, "Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet?" So John answered them, saying, "I, John, baptized with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose." These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man, which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come, baptizing with water." And John bare record, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon me, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom Thou shalt see the spirit descending and maintaining on him or staying on him, the same is which baptized with the Holy Ghost. So don't forget, whenever you see the spirit come down and stay on that individual, that's the person. That's the man, Jesus Christ. And I saw, and I bear record, that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, What are you looking for? What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted as Master, where do you live? Where dwellest thou? He said unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and said unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see. Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile, no deceit. Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Where do you know me from? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when you was under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, you believe me? Because I say so, that make you believe me? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Nathanael, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And the third day, this is in chapter 2 now, and the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Joseph was there. And both Jesus was called, and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto them, they have no wine, son. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? What are you bothering me for? Mine hour is not yet come. In that formal response, his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, just do it. I'm not paying him any mind. Just do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they fill them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when we have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. There's an old saying, you keep the best for last, save the best for last. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting around. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he gave them a fair licking, drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables. Oh, they went and underestimated Jesus. They didn't know Jesus had another side of him. And said unto them, when he turned over the table, he said unto them that sold doves, take these hence. Make not my father's house a house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou dost these things? Why? Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Destroy it. Are you bad? Destroy this temple. 3 days after, I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 40 days and 6 years was this temple. He says 40 and 6 years was this temple in building, and will rear it up in 3 days. But they didn't comprehend what Jesus was talking about. They were in the flesh, so they couldn't understand the spiritual things of God. But he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all of them. He knew them. He knew their mind. And needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Yeah. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Nicodemus, Nicodemus, verily, verily, Nicodemus, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not, Nicodemus, that I said unto thee, he must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Nicodemus, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things that ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly thing? You see, what Jesus was getting to Nicodemus, that he's still a child, and that what he was supposed to know as a child, he grew up to be a man and be a ruler of the Jews and forget those fundamental things. That was the whole thing. You mean to tell me that you are a ruler of the Jews and you don't know these things? And Jesus said, And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that come down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And Moses, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Whatsoever that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And my topic really is the inexhaustible love of God. The inexhaustible love of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave it up for the sin of humankind, for mankind. And he said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And after these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Enon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible saying, as everybody knows, John 3:16, in my closing, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We have been released. Fear and death have no claim on us. Christ the Lord is risen. Even though we have not touched his wounded hands, yet we believe. Even though we have not heard him speak our names, yet we believe. Let us celebrate God's love through the life of Jesus Christ. Lord of resurrection, you are the surprise. Open our hearts this day to the presence of Jesus Christ. Erase our excuses for unbelief and exchange them for strong witness to the power of your mercy and love. Give us courage and challenge us to walk the path of discipleship, knowing that Jesus goes before us, leading and guiding our every steps. In his name, I pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that this message of God was a blessing to you. I pray that you will go home and share that with your loved ones. I will be coming again in another 2 weeks. I wish you the best, and the Spirit of God be with you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.